Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. We have a red-hot interview for you today. Now, you'll get that reference later on. It's with legendary Sun Records drummer J.M. Van Eaton. Now, we've got conversation and tunes that he's played on for the whole hour. So excited about that. Let's not waste any more time. Here's one he played on from Warren Smith. It's Uranium Rock on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Every day, working every day and not getting much pay. I got a big Geiger counter, it's a pretty good rig. When the needle starts clicking, that's where I'm gonna dig. Money, money, honey, pound your phone. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Break it in, bail it up like hay. Have a rockin' good time, throw it all away. See me now in my long Cadillac. Hinges in the middle, spare wheel on the back. Man, don't you know I'll be hard to stop when I find that big uranium rock. Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Break it in, bait it up like hay. Have a rockin' good time, throw it all away. Yes, that's me in my long Cadillac. Heading down the road and I ain't coming back. Ain't no red light gonna make me stop when I find that big uranium rock. Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Rake it in, bail it up like hay. Have a rocking good time, throw it all away.
Hey, it's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and on the phone, Sun legendary drummer J.M. Van Eaton. How you doing today?
Hey, John. Doing great, man. Thank you.
Now, you're calling from the Memphis area.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a lot of recordings and things you were involved with, a lot of artists you were involved with. But one of the things I found really interesting, I'm looking at Sun Records, Sun Studios, and some of the things Sam was doing where he was recording demos for people. You know, something that Elvis did early on before he was actually on the label. People going in and paying $15 to, you know, record anything.
Right, right.
And this is something you did with a band called The Echoes, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, I went in there with a band called The Echoes, and we did like everybody else. We gave them $15 and cut two sides, and actually that kind of got my foot in the door, because they were just producing a record on Billy Riley, and he needed a band, and they heard me and the bass player out of that band play and offered us a job. I mean, that was pretty cool, young guys, you know, getting a shot at that right off the bat.
Absolutely. Now, do these recordings still exist?
I've got an acetate dub of it. I think I've got the only copy. I may have made ran a CD off, so the other guy may have had a copy, but I think I have the original. Yes, I still do.
You mentioned you and it was Marvin, I believe, from...
Marvin Pepper was the bass player, right. Yeah, we became part of the original Little Green Men, who had Rollin' James on guitar and a unknown piano player at the time called Jerry Lee Lewis.
That's amazing.
And so we cut a record called Flying Saucer Rock and Roll and became Billy Riley and the Little Green Men.
Now, who came up with the name?
I think that's one of Sam's ideas. You know, he was always good at coming up with little things to add to the artist's name, like Jerry Lee Lewis and the Pumping Piano.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so we had this Flying Saucer Rock and Roll. I guess he figured that Little Green Men would be appropriate for a band. And it caught on. I mean, people really, that thing has stuck through the years. Johnny Cash and the Tennessee too. So I'm sure all that was his, Sam's idea. Yeah. I know our part of it was, yeah.
As he was known then, just as Billy Riley and his Little Green Men, featuring on drums, our guest today, J.M. Van Eaton.
These recordings with Billy Riley, they're so raw and rocking. I mean, in a lot of ways, it felt like they were a bit of ahead of their time.
Well, we had a really good band. The guys in that band, even after we had added a sax, Martin Willis, we could play so many different things, and we were tight. We had a really good, tight band. And Flying Saucers and the other record, Red Hot, have become rockabilly classics, really.
Oh, those are amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways, they've gained in popularity as years gone on.
I think so. I think you're right. When they first came out, they would pop up in different places. Like, I do remember Flying Saucer was number one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but nobody ever heard of it in California. So, you know, we couldn't get the national exposure, but we were getting a lot of local and regional support.
Yeah. Do you still have one of your green suits that you guys used to wear?
No, I wish I did, man. As a matter of fact, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up there in Cleveland called me one day, wanted to know if I had one that they could. They got a little display on Riley up there, and I said, man, I wish I had that thing. I'd probably do it on the BFI or something, man. I don't know where. It's garbage someplace, you know. I think the last time I wore that suit, I wore it to a Halloween costume party or something.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Never dreaming that that all this stuff would have a resurgence.
Oh, I know. It's wonderful, actually. It seems like every new generation is discovering this stuff.
Well, man, I appreciate you and your show for playing our music, kind of keeping us out there in the forefront. You know, stations like you and disc jockeys like you have still play our stuff from time to time, and I appreciate that.
Oh, man, well, it's my pleasure. It's great music, and great music will always last.
Yeah.
My gal is red hot. Your gal. Yeah, my gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodless one. Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal 6 feet four, sitting in the kitchen with her feet out the door. But my gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodless. Yeah, my gal is red hot. Your gal ain't. Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, she walks all night,
top gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doing the squat. Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot.
So you weren't able to make it out to your favorite festival this year.
Or you forgot to buy your favorite band's t-shirt in concert.
Or you just can't get enough of cool merchandise from the rockabilly scene. Rocking Merch is the place for you. The official online store for Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend. As well as pomade, CDs, records, DVDs, and other merchandise from some of your favorite rockabilly artists. Find them online at rockingmerch.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your rockabilly needs. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Just a moment ago, we heard Red Hot, released in September 1957. That's Billy Lee Riley and his Little Green Men, featuring our guest on drums, legendary Sun Records session man, Mr. J.M. Van Eaton. Tell me about the first time that you played with Jerry Lee there in the studio.
Well, I'd been working with Riley in that band, like I said, for a while, and Jack Clement was the engineer at the time, and he was also the one that produced Riley's records, so we were pretty tight, and he said, man, I've got this guy, piano player from Louisiana, coming in here, I've heard him, but I like to hear what he sounds like with the band, and, you know, if you got time, can you come down? Seemed like it was on Saturday morning or something, and let's put a track or two down and see what he sounds like. So actually it was more of an audition, if you will. So I walk in, here's Jerry Lee sitting at the piano. He's got this goatee, and J.W. Brown, his uncle that had brought him in, or was part of bringing him in, he'd had an accident. He worked for the Light, Gas, and Water here in Memphis, and he'd had an accident with his arm, and it was in a cast. He was playing this white silver tone guitar, and I'm thinking, man, this don't look like rock and roll to me. I don't know what we got going on here. But I was rudely awakened when I heard the guy play piano. He was a phenomenal artist, and he came in to pitch his record End of the Road. And in the midst of all of this, Jack Clement asked him if he knew. Happened to ask him if he knew this song, Crazy Arms, which is already on the chart by Ray Price. And of course, Jerry said, yeah, I know them. I think he knows a little bit of everything. So he kicked it off, and the other guys had kind of left the studio. So it was just Jerry and myself, and I just fell in there behind him, and we cut Crazy Arms, and that was his first record.
Saying you're not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine. My troubled mind grows blue to another you'll be with. But now I'm so lonely all the time.
precious dreams I had for you and me. And take all that love I thought was mine. Someday your crazy arm will hold somebody new. But now I'm so lonely all the time. Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new. While my yearning heart keeps saying, you're not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine. My troubled mind grows blue to another. But now I'm so lonely all the time.
It's basically just you and Jerry, except for a little, you know, right, guitar note at the end there.
Yeah, well, actually, when I mean, I was just trying to find a groove on the record, and when it was over, I said, "Hey, I think I got it. Now let's cut it again." And Jack said, "Nah, man, that's okay. You know, I think he was just wanting to hear it." But when he played it for Sam, man, Sam said, "Now I can sell that." So right away, they put that out, and "The End of the Road" was on the backside. So his first single was just the drum and piano.
Yeah,
he don't need a whole lot. You know, he's got that heavy left hand, so. That takes up a lot of room.
That you've talked about, you play drums basically the same way Jerry plays piano. Now, what do you mean by
that?
Yeah,
we got that same little shuffle feel, you know. We kind of, you know, the shuffle beats played as different styles of playing it. Ray Price's band had a shuffle beat, but it was like a more of a boom chick type rhythm, which is, and ours was just strictly playing the fours, you know. I don't know, we kind of play on top of the beat, if you will, mm-hmm. and it almost feels like you're rushing, but you're really not. So it was kind of a unique deal, but it just fit. Well, my drumming and his piano playing, his left hand was perfect fit.
Let's talk about a couple of Jerry Lee tunes. One I just always really loved, Breathless. It was just, it seemed so, just so different than anything else out there.
Yeah, well, Breathless is one of my favorite Jerry Lee records, I guess, because it's got a little tricky drum part on it, which they allowed us to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, like I say, and it's not an easy song to play. As a matter of fact, Jerry hardly ever plays that song because, the drummer and the piano got to be right in sync on that one spot. Are you going to throw that record out of time? So I think Jerry got tired of that and just quit doing it on his shows. But the record, man, I think that's a great record, man.
One of the best of all time, for sure.
Yeah, and we got a good groove on it, and I think that little lick that he and I do on the intro, you know, that bump, 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 bump thing, that's, that all went pretty good.
Yeah.
If you need you to love me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love comes a tumbling down. You leave me breathless. Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, and that's no lie. Cause when you call my name, you know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me breathless. Ooh, baby. Ooh, crazy. You're much too much. Honey, I can't love you enough. It's all right to hold on tight. But when they you to love me right. Be shy. This love was meant for you and I. When rain, sleet, or snow, I'm gonna be wherever you go. You have left me breathless.
much, too much. I can't love you now, well, it's all right. Holding me tight, but when did you love me right? Well, come on, baby, now don't be shy. Love was meant for you and I. Wind, rain, sleet or snow, I'm going to go biggie wherever you go.
Fast forward a few years, we'll come back to some of the Sun stuff. But Mojo Nixon played you in the Great Balls of Fire movie.
yeah, he did.
How did you like the way the film turned out?
You know, I don't think we looked anything like, but Mojo is a character now.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's Hollywood for you. You know, I have nothing against Mojo, now don't misunderstand me, but I would have probably done something a little different. But it is what it is, man. And they had Jimmy Vaughn playing Roland, and
yeah,
of course Dennis Quaid playing Jerry. But that was an interesting thing, trying to piece that thing together.
You know, it's interesting with movies like that, and even like Buddy Holly's story. Buddy Holly's story in particular, it seemed like a lot of historical inaccuracies. You know, they even used different people's names for the crickets and stuff. But, you know, yeah, for me, I was 8 years old, I guess, when the Buddy Holly story came out, and it made me a huge fan to discover people like Buddy Holly and Dion and all these
others and
stuff.
Right.
And so I think if nothing else, even with Great Balls of Fire, it brought attention to some great music.
Right. You're just seeing it as a movie, and it's entertaining. And then the younger people, you know, the music in it was good. My favorite song in the whole movie was Lucky Old Son.
Yeah.
I thought he did an excellent job on that record. It just shows the versatility of Jerry Lee Lewis, man. He can sing Over the Rainbow, or he can sing Rocking My Life Away. You know, it just doesn't matter. He can sing Old Black Joe, or he can sing Great Balls of Fire. It doesn't matter. There's no limit to what he could sing.
Jerry Lee also had a way of making songs his own.
Well, so many of his records were cover records that were, Over the Rainbow charted. That's a cover record. Yeah. Crazy Arms cover record. A Whole Lot of Shaking was a cover record. Little Queenie was a cover record. And Down the Line was a cover record. But he made them his own. Me and Bobby McGee, you know, we'd go on forever talking about that. But he was just so good at making his own stuff.
Yeah.
And even these box sets that they put out with him doing Ubangy Stomp and doing Elvis's stuff, Jailhouse. We got a great cut on Jailhouse Rock, man, you know, in that box set. And he was just showing me one day he could sing it. I can sing this stuff just as good as Elvis. And so he kicks off Don't Be Cruel. You know, don't be cruel. That's Jerry Lee, man.
Sure.
That's not Elvis, you know.
He definitely one of the best artists of taking somebody else's material and making it his own.
You know I can't be found. I'm a seven home all alone. And if you can't come around, then at least, please, telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Hell, baby, if I have made you mad about something that a man has said, please let's forget the past. The old future is looking right ahead. But don't be rude to a heart that's true. And all I want no one for the love, yep, it's just you I'm thinking of. And as they walk up to the preacher and if he said I do, then you know you're gonna have a baby, gonna have you too. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Well, I should be to be a part. I really love you, baby, all of my heart. Oh, well, don't stop the aching heart. Don't make me feel this way. Get on, get on over here and love me. You know exactly what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Well, I don't want no other love. Baby, even if you are thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Well, I see that we can be apart. I really love you, baby.
The Lewis family doesn't have to perfect the rock and roll attitude because they invented it. The queen of the pumping piano is back and she's just getting started.
He's a real bad boy and he's sweet on me. He's my good rocking man. He's my hard rocking man.
Linda Gail Lewis makes her Lanark Records debut with Hard Rockin' Woman.
Now pretty soon you're gone. She never heard of me. Cause I battle with the bottles of the problems with my gun.
Featuring a stellar band, including guitars by Danny B. Harvey and Quentin Jones, as well as backing vocals by her daughter, Annie Marie Lewis.
Heartbreak happens, and I might lose control.
Linda Gail Lewis, Hard Rockin' Woman, produced by Quentin Jones on Lanark Records. This is Jammin' James Riley. We just heard Jerry Lee Lewis covering Don't Be Cruel, an Otis Blackwell song, first to hit for Elvis Presley. Jerry Lee's version was from 1957, featuring J.M. Van Eden on drums, who is our guest this hour.
Studio there at Sun was uniquely mic'd with a microphone, it seemed like. Tell me how that was usually mic'd there.
Well, you only had, I think that board only carried maybe 5 microphones.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you had multi-tracks like they came with later, and now you got all this digital stuff, which you got numerous tracks there. We just, you know, they would put a microphone on the piano, and they would put one on the drums, and one on the guitar, and one on the bass, and one on the vocals, and that's about it, you know? And so there was no separation. We didn't have the baffles to separate the instruments, so we had to play real soft so you could hear the lead vocals, if you will, or the piano in this case. You know, was not amplified, and so you had to play down soft, and they could bring you up in the control room, which is really the real true way to record. The guys today, to me, seem like they play too loud.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they got gimmicks and ways to pull all that back. But when we were doing it, it was just a lot easier and a lot more. I don't know. It seemed like you could get the groove better when you could play softer, and you didn't have to play quite so hard to be heard.
Yeah.
And it just works, man. It just works. It's just a different era in recording, but it certainly was a good one.
You worked both under a production of Jack Clement and Sam Phillips. What were their production styles like, and even what were their differences like, I guess?
Sam was more of a sound guy. He could, he knew when he liked it. He knew if it was commercial, if you will, or he knew when it was it had that groove, or it had that something special that he could start patting his foot to, and he could tell you when it was broke, but he couldn't necessarily tell you how to fix it. He would just come out and say, play something different, you know. And then when you played something different, he might say, nah, play something else. And then when you played what he liked, then he'd say, that's it. So in a way, he did have something to do with the arrangements or with the production of, where Jack Clement was more of a musician. He could come out and maybe suggest a song be moved to a different key, or, you know, this chord, you know, you need to play this chord instead of that chord. And, you know, I never remember Sam making those kind of suggestions. So you just listening for that sound.
Yeah.
And of course then you mixed it as you went. You didn't come back for a mixing session 2 days later. they mixed it right there on the spot.
Yeah.
So Sam, being the sound guy and knowing, see, just like the early Elvis, you know, he knew that Elvis was okay, but he didn't have that thing. But when he heard him do That's All Right Mama, he knew that he had to hit. And when he first heard Jerry, Crazy Arms, even though it was not a slick produced with all the instruments in tune and everything, and the licks with the metronome right on time, he loved it. And because you take that feel over perfection every time, because, you know, a record can be perfect. If it doesn't have feel to it, you still don't have anything.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well turn the metronome on it and keep time with the click tracks or whatever, you know.
Sure.
It's just, that's what makes it, you lose that, the human element of it.
Philadelphia, baby, bubble, bum, bum, bum. Philadelphia, baby, bubble, bum, bum, bum. Standing at the station looking at the clock above. Philadelphia, baby, bubble, bum, bum, bum. Waiting for the train to take me to the one I love. Philadelphia, baby, bubble, bum, 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 bum. Philadelphia, baby, bubble, bum, 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 bum. Philadelphia, baby. Tick, 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 tickety clack, tick, 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 tickety back to Philadelphia, baby. Bum, 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 bum. Philadelphia, baby. Bum, 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 bum. When we reach the city, I will see her standing there. Philadelphia, baby. Bum, 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 bum. We'll put up the bandstand, have a rock and roll affair. Philadelphia, baby. Bum, 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 bum. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Well, I hear the whistle blowing, the trains are coming in. I can't wait to hear your big old wheel spin. I've got my ticket, I'm ready and so. Hey, Mr. Engineer, go man, go to my Philadelphia, baby. Now we started moving, I'm finally on my way. Philadelphia, baby. Back in Philadelphia town, this time I'm gonna stay. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Philadelphia, baby. Click, 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 clickety clack. Shake, 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 taking me back to Philadelphia, baby.
Recorded at Sun Studios, that is Charlie Rich with Philadelphia Baby.
You also really connected with Roy Orbison during his time there. Do you have a favorite track that you played on with Roy?
Well, the biggest probably thing we did was Sweet and Easy to Love.
Okay.
And the backside of that was Double Dial. But probably the most popular thing that came out of that was the Claudette, which was on a box. I don't think it was ever on a 45, but the Everly Brothers recorded it, made a big smash hit out of it. But yeah, I got to tour some with Roy, and that was a lot of fun. He was a very special person. And had a voice like nobody else. I mean, he could, he's another one of a kind. I'm a very fortunate guy to be able to play with such talented people like Orbison and Jerry Lee and record with Johnny Cash and Charlie Rich and those guys. They're just great voices and great musicians, great entertainers, man.
Well, hey, yeah, got a brand new. I'm on my way to her house and I'm blown out of breath. When I feel the night, I'm gonna squeeze it to death. Claudette, a pretty little pet, Claudette. Never make me fret, Claudette. She's the sweetest little girl that I ever met. Got the best love that I'll ever get, Claudette. Oh, oh, Claudette. Well, I'm a lucky man, my baby. Good night, I'll holler more, 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 Claudette. My pretty little pet, Claudette. Never make me fret, Claudette. She's the sweetest little girl that I ever met. You can bet I'm glad to get Claudette. Pretty little pet, Claudette. Well, I'm with me and my new baby have a day to play.
Also played on Raunchy.
Yeah, I did play. I almost forget about Raunchy. That made it into the Grammy Hall of Fame along with A Whole Lot of Shaking and Great Balls of Fire. So we got three Grammy Hall of Fame plaques on my wall, so that's a good thing. But Raunchy was a kind of an unexpected surprise, really. So with Bill Justice and his orchestra, which he trimmed that orchestra down to about five or six people.
Yeah.
That was kind of a unique thing at his time, and that was covered by three or four different big bands. So he got a lot of mileage out of that song.
Yeah, I always hear the story about when Paul McCartney is in the Quarrymen with John Lennon, and he's trying to get his mate George Harrison in the band, and he's like, hey, he knows how to play Raunchy. So it's amazing when you think about the effect that that recording had. You know, on generations to come. So, you know,
I don't know if you saw the special that they did the other night. Well, not the other night, probably a year ago now. But they had a Beatle, had Ringo, and they had Paul McCartney. And they told that story, and they played a little bit of Raunchy. And then Ringo sung Matchbox, I think. And that's the only two records that they did that were not their own material. I thought that how unique was that? Those were two Sun records that the Beatles did out of all the whole concert was primarily about their stuff.
But yeah.
They threw those two songs in. I thought that was pretty neat.
That is pretty cool. It's actually pretty staggering, too, when you think about it.
Bill Justice with Raunchy, featuring on drums our guest J.M. Van Eaton.
Now, you mentioned Johnny Cash. You played on Home of the Blues, I believe, didn't you?
Well, yeah, there was. They were trying to get him out of there. You know, he had already signed with Columbia, but he owed Sam a couple albums, and they were. I guess the biggest thing we did was I don't like it, but I guess things happen at work.
Sure, absolutely.
And then we did a thing called Ballad of a Teenage Queen, Dr. Candace Dower, Dream On, Teenage Queen.
Yeah.
And then, but one of mine that didn't do so well, but it's, I guess I like because you got, it's more like a rockabilly thing called Straight A's in Love.
Oh, that's a great song.
And so I thought that was pretty cool. And then, we got, I can't remember all of them to be quite honest about it, but I seemed like I was looking them up one day and it's more than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, the reading man, the writing man, arithmetic never did get through to me. It ain't because I'm square or thick, cause I learned my ABC. But when I graduated from the grammar school and I moved one grade above, I began to be a snook at books, but I made straight A's in love. Now the teacher would say to learn your algebra, but I'd bring home C's and D's.
How could I make an A when there's a swinging maid on the left and on the right and in the back and the front of me? Oh, my grades are low, oh, my card I know, but they ought to give me one above. If they'd give me a mark for learning in the dark, I'd have straight A's in love. Now in my senior year, with graduation year, I did my homework every night. And when my mama said I ought to go to bed, I turned out all the lights. But my sweetie pie was waiting right outside. She'd be a-cooing like a dove. Though I did my best, I failed semester tests, but I made straight A's in love. Now the teacher would say, learn your algebra, but I'd bring home C's and D's. How could I make an A when there's a swinging maid on the left and on the right and in the back and the front of me? Oh, my grades are low, oh, my card I know, but they ought to give me one above. If they'd give me a mark for learning in the dark, I'd have straight A's in love.
Viva Las Vegas 19 is April 14th through 17th at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, featuring guitar legend Dick Dale. Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot.
There's a rockin' in Brighton tonight. Rockin' in Brighton tonight.
The Polecats.
Make a circuit with me.
The Stars of Rockabilly Show with Sleepy LaBeef. The Doo-Wop All-Star Show with Bobby Hendricks, Jack Scott, Rocky Burnett and Daryl Higham, Big Sandy and his Flyride Boys, Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang, Jay Milano, Restless, and over 50 more artists.
But that's not all.
Burlesque Show, Deke's Guitar Geek Show, Car Show, Burlesque Bingo, Pool Parties, and so much more. It's Viva Las Vegas 19. For tickets and information, go to VivaLasVegas.net and we'll see you there.
There's a rumble in Brighton tonight.
Hi, this is Sonny Burgess of the Pacers, and I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's a rockabilly and blues radio hour with Jammin' James Riley. That's Jim Riley.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, just a moment ago, we heard Johnny Cash with Straight A's in Love. Featuring on drums, our guest, J.M. Van Eaton.
You also mentioned Charlie Rich, Lonely Weekends. I mean, just a classic.
Yeah. I played on that one with Charlie, and actually I played on just about all of his stuff that he had down there. He had two or three records before he had Lonely Weekends. He had Rebound and Philadelphia Baby
great song.
Different songs like that. But then we got over into the new studio, and he starts doing these things like Apple Blossom Time and, some softer Juanita and these kind of songs, you know.
Yeah.
But he was a writer, and Lonely Weekends was a pretty different little thing, too, with that little double bass drum lick on there.
What a great tune.
Well, I make it all right.
Well, I make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night.
Oh,
lonely weekends. Since you left me.
Since you left me.
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Said you'd be good to me. Said our love would never die. Said you'd be good to me. But baby, you didn't even try.
Well, I make it all right.
also played on a later project for Charlie Feathers, a self-titled project.
Yeah, I did. I do remember that because Charlie was another one of them unforgettable guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine.
You know, if you ever been around him, if you were ever around him, you'd know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
He wouldn't, you couldn't forget Charlie Feathers.
Man. Yeah.
But he was a talented guy. You know, he just, he missed the boat. Early on, he could have, you know, he could have been right in there with Elvis, man.
It is amazing. The generations later, people discovered, and it may have been some of those reissues that were coming out in the 70s, but it seemed like people were discovering or rediscovering, you know, Charlie Feathers and Billy Lee Riley and some of these others.
For your love I give you all, you don't ever let me fall. If you do, I'm gonna tell on you and be too bad for Cootsie Coo. You my darling Cootsie Coo, you love me and I love you. Your cheeks are red and eyes are blue, you my darling Cootsie Coo. What's up? Yeah, huh? Now you can do that, get a bow. If you do my kiss and hug, if you do, I'm gonna tell on you. Be too bad for Cootsie Coo.
Hey, you, my darling Cootsie Coo. You love me, well, I love you. Your cheeks are red and I'm blue. You, my darling Cootsie Coo.
And that's Cootsie Coo by Charlie Feathers. There's a couple of instrumental tracks and one vocal track I wanted to talk about. You had some releases. One was called Beatnik.
Yeah, that was actually Riley and Roland and this other guy put a label together called Reader Records, and they wanted me. I was still young and vibrant, and they wanted me to do this instrumental, which was... I didn't try to do too many locals back then, but anyway, we did. We cut that, and Foggy was on the backside of that. And then I had a thing called Midnight Blues, which was a real good record. And then I had one thing we did have. We that same session with Beatnik, we did Harold Domen, Mountain of Love, which did become a hit.
Yeah.
And also, you did an instrumental of Bo Diddley.
Right, yeah. And that actually turned up on Sun, on the box set of Sun Instrumentals. It turned out on. So, see, I could claim being a Sun artist as well as just being a musician.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, were you a Sun artist? Yeah, I was on Bo Diddley.
Absolutely.
So if you pull up the Sun Instrumentals, it's actually the number one song on that CD, the number one, the very first one, I should say.
That's awesome. You also had a vocal project, The Beat Goes On.
I'm kind of proud of that because I wrote all the songs, most of all those songs. And I was just trying to lay down some tracks, man, so people could know how the songs go. You know, I wasn't trying to put a CD out. And then at the time, a guy, Mark Bell, was running the studio down there, and he came in and heard it. He said, man, I think we can put a record out on that. I think we can sell some records. So he talked me into doing it, and I had a friend of mine who was in the printing business, and he wanted to work with me and have a real nice album cover. So it turned out great, man. Yeah. The whole thing, yeah. There's two or three songs on there that actually I was pitching them for somebody else, but I got a couple on there that turned out really good. I got a thing called Memphis in 55, which is kind of my life story. So
yeah.
I like that, yeah.
Side of the city where the boys are tough and the girls were pretty. Nighttime, when my work was all through, radio tuned into Red Hot Blue. Man, it was great just to be alive in Memphis in 1955. The hotel, the band was so hot, someone gave me a chill. Mississippi River tried to stand still. It was playing a song called That's Alright. Mama in Memphis on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing J.M. Van Eaton has been our guest this hour. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. These stories have just been amazing.
Well, I appreciate it, James, and you carry on a good job down there or up there. You're in Nashville, right? Or above Nashville?
I sure am. Yeah, I record the show here in Nashville.
Yeah. Well, man, keep up the good work, and we'll stay in touch.
You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned next time for more great music. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.